Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I'm Jonathan Burness and I'm joined once again by my co-host Ezra Benjamin. Today on the program, we're going to be talking about the topic life after death. It's something that's become really popular over the last few years, and it's because when things get difficult, we start asking tough questions, like, is there something more beyond this life? Ezra, the good news is the answer is yes.
Right.
There
it's
is.
A resounding
the Bible,
yes.
The Bible has so much to say about the afterlife, and I really sum up the Bible in two words. There's two topics that I find talked about from the beginning of Scripture to the end, and it's destiny, and it's the afterlife. And I can't think of a better time to deal with those questions than when life gets difficult.
Right.
Have you found that as things have gotten harder, that people are more open to these
sure.
questions?
You know, very practically, the last few years, all of us have walked through a worldwide pandemic. And it's amazing the things you start thinking of and the questions you start asking, or the questions you realize you don't have clear answers to when people very close to you are suddenly dying at a much faster rate than any of us had experienced in our lifetime. It's really shocking.
Yeah, I've lost over a dozen friends. Also, when you're sitting at home week after week and you're asking the question, isn't there more? Are we ever going to see life like we knew it restored?
That's right.
Now, we work in places like Ethiopia and Zimbabwe and other nations that are used to hardship.
Sure.
But I think this is new for the Western world.
Right.
And I'm glad that people are asking these tougher questions.
Absolutely.
Again. I think it's time.
I'm also glad that people are saying, show me in the Bible what I can know according to God's word, which is truth and living and active, about this whole idea of what happens when we die. Jonathan, I've heard kind of this false dichotomy maybe between Christian thinking and Jewish thinking. People say Christians believe in heaven and hell and the Jewish people don't. I think that's an oversimplification
totally
as we look at the scriptures.
Very oversimplified.
And I know we want to spend a few minutes today actually digging in from both an Old Testament and a New Testament perspective, because it's not two separate stories. It's a continuation of one story, God's story. So maybe we can start in the Old Testament and just talk about this idea of what happened when people who followed God, who had faith in God, died or passed away.
Yeah, let me begin with a story, because
sure.
people love stories. I always, we've talked about this before, always believed that there must be something more to this life. I've
right.
always believed that. And I've told you it goes back to the death of my grandfather suddenly when I was
right.
six, and we were all shielded from the funeral. It was something unhappy and mm-hmm. don't shield the kids from this
right.
and it just drew me to want to know more. What is this all about?
Mm.
People being put in the ground
right
that you never see again,
right?
And the other question was, why am I here? And those two questions are connected. Why am I here and what's going to happen to me after I die? And the Bible answers both questions.
Right.
The Old Testament answers both questions. The New Testament answers both questions. But there's no monolithic view. No one has a monolithic view.
Right.
So I went to the rabbi as a young teen. I was probably 11 or 12, preparing for my bar mitzvah at 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down. It was Ask the Rabbi Day, and I'm in this comfortable leather chair. And I said, so, Rabbi, what happens after you die?
Yeah.
And the rabbi is the great sage of Judaism,
sure.
right? You go to the rabbi when you have a question. You don't go to the scriptures, you go to the rabbi.
Sure.
And the rabbi told me a story of a man climbing a mountain who's not able to see over the other side of the mountain. That's all I remember about the story. He's climbing, he's getting closer to the tree line, but
right.
he never gets to see over the other side. only God who created the mountain is able to see over the other side of the mountain. So he's the only one that knows what's on the other side of the mountain.
Which is very poetic, but I imagine not very,
very
satisfying,
rabbinic.
Very rabbinic.
Right, because what the rabbi was saying was, I have no idea, Jonathan.
Right.
He just couldn't say that because he was the rabbi. He had no idea, and so he came up with this, he had this story of only God knows. That's pretty typical of the Jewish people, and it's typical of most people. Most people believe that there's something after this life. Mm-hmm. They simply don't know what it is. And we run the danger, I think, of kind of creating God in our own image by determining what happens after this life ourselves.
Sure.
We make the decision.
Right.
Or we say, I'm a good person. This is the scale mentality. And the good that I've done outweighs the bad, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe I've given away more than I've stolen in life.
Right.
And so I'm going to a good place.
Right. And this
I'm
is
going to a better place.
It's the Jewish dilemma every fall, every autumn when we go through Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and then this holiest of holy days on the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And the idea is that in essence, God seals the book of life at the end of that Day of Atonement, and you're either written in it or you're not. But we know, you know, Jonathan, we're from Jewish families, we're part of the Jewish community, that if you ask the average Jewish person, are you sure your name's written in that book? Are you sure that you have an eternity with God? The answer is often, who can know?
They don't know. What it does illustrate, what Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, does illustrate, Ezra, is that it matters in Judaism. That there is a concept of another life, a life after death, a book of life, and that's important to Jewish people, important enough to go to synagogue or to go to temple and to ask God to forgive us of our sins, to implore God to make us right with Him, however that process works, in hopes that will be written in the book of life and it will be sealed for another year.
Right, and that's the challenge, right? There's the felt need in the Jewish community. There's the felt need in any community to know what happens after I die, but there's no assurance.
There is no assurance. Now, that changes in the New Testament, but it exists in the Old. There's verses in the Old that are pretty clear, and there's also verses that are very unclear, over 60, that speak of beyond the grave, of something that's going on after this life.
As you said, Jonathan, 66 times in the Old Testament, there's this word in Hebrew, Sheol, and it's not hell. It's not this idea of separation from God. There's another word for that, Gehenna, and it's not paradise. There's other terms used for that, and it's also ambiguous. But this idea used over and over again that the forefathers of Israel understood, and it's Sheol. It's in essence, when I die, I'm going to this realm of the dead, whatever you want to call it, a waiting room, this place where the dead go when they die. And you know, the proof for that is, as one example, Genesis 42, verse 38. You know this story. Jacob finds out, you know, he's already lost Joseph, one of his beloved sons, and he finds out that Benjamin's life is now in danger. Benjamin's, in essence, held hostage in Egypt. And Jacob says, my son will not go down there with you. His brother's dead, and he's the only one left. If harm comes to Benjamin on the journey you are taking, you will bring my gray head down to Sheol in sorrow. So Jacob knew, Sheol isn't hell. Jacob was a man, you know, who followed God. He worships the God of Israel. But he said, I know what's happening. When I die, I'm going to Sheol. And am I going to go in sorrow or am I going to go in peace?
So here's what they knew. They knew that there was something beyond this life.
Right, this realm after life.
But beyond that, there's ambiguity.
Sure.
And by the way, you see that ambiguity expressed between the Sadducees and Pharisees.
Right.
There's almost a comical story
sure.
where Yeshua gets them fighting between each other over the resurrection.
Right. Because the Pharisees right? believed there was a resurrection. Sheol isn't the end. You're coming back. The Lord's doing something with you in eternity. And the Sadducees said, no. When you die, maybe you go to the realm of the dead, but that's the end of the story.
Right. So what is established in the scriptures,
yeah.
in the Old Testament scriptures, the Tanakh, mm-hmm. the Torah, the prophets, the writings, is there something beyond this life?
Right.
That the body, although it decomposes, the soul lives on.
Right.
That's clear. But there is a very, very clear scripture that we'll talk about in a little while that lays out two options.
Okay.
But let me give another example. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of my iniquities, who heals all of my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit.
From the pit.
Okay, so there's a redemption still that has some kind of connection to eternity.
Interesting.
Right? It is interesting. It doesn't come into clear focus, though, what happens until the New Testament.
Right, exactly.
Which we'll get to in the next segment.
Can't wait.
There's so many, so much that we need to cover, and we have so little time. Now, there's so many around the world, many of you may even know, who don't know what their afterlife will look like. We want to equip you with resources about the afterlife and also give you the opportunity to change the afterlife of many Jewish communities around the world. In other words, there is a solution, there is a hope, and his name is Yeshua, Jesus. Take a look at this video.
There is life beyond the grave. For your own edification and to fully equip you to share your faith, for a gift of $40 or more, Jonathan would like to send you both the book, A Rabbi Looks at the Afterlife, and the study guide. But may we challenge you to do more? To become a monthly Shalom partner? Your gift of $30 per month will share the gospel with Jewish people around the world who are unsure about whether their name is written in the Book of Life. Plus, you'll also receive this 8x10-inch chalk art plaque confirming God's promise found in Jeremiah 29:11 to give you a hope and a future. Be assured, we give thanks to God and celebrate every new Shalom partner. Every day we see the impact your monthly gift of $30 has for Jewish people and their neighbors around the world. Impact for eternity.
I want to encourage you to be a monthly partner with Jewish Voice. The greatest blessing that you can give a Jewish person is the gospel, the good news that Jesus, Yeshua, is their Messiah.
Call this toll-free number or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. On behalf of the many Jewish people standing on the threshold of eternity, thank you so much.
Welcome back. We want to thank you, by the way, for your support of this ministry and considering the difference you can make transforming lives and impacting the eternities of people around the world. Well, Ezra, we've been talking about the afterlife at a time when people are open to talking about what happens after this life.
Exactly.
That's the good thing about facing adversity.
Right. And as you were mentioning a few minutes ago, Jonathan, this word Sheol, or almost the realm of the dead, is a Jewish concept found 66 times, believe it or not, in the Old Testament scriptures. And yet, throughout that period of time, into the days when Jesus was alive ministering on earth, there was great disagreement in the Jewish community about what comes after Sheol. Is there a resurrection? If there is there a place where you can be with God? Is there a place where you might be punished apart from Him? Is there no resurrection at all? And we actually see that addressed in both the Old and the New Testament.
Yeah, what was very clear was that there's a life beyond this life. That was very clear. And it's not so clear in Judaism today. It's not monolithic. There's those that, especially post-Holocaust, that primarily because they can't answer the question, why would a loving God allow 6 million Jews to perish, that there possibly could be a loving God. And so there's been a shift in Judaism. But for the most part, as a people, as a faith, scriptures, and according to scripture, there has been a clarity that there is something beyond the grave.
Right.
There's something beyond this life. Now, Daniel 12 is unique scripture because it makes it clear what options there are. And this is a nugget that I'm going to have put on the screen so you can see it. The Bible doesn't talk about hell in the Old Testament. Wrong. The Bible doesn't talk about heaven in the Old Testament. Wrong. Daniel chapter 12 is one of the few verses that's very, very clear. Listen to this, and you'll think it's from the New, but it's not. It's from the book of Daniel. It says this. It's in Daniel chapter 12, beginning in verse 2. It says this, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth. That is death. There's sleeping in the dust of the earth. It's the dust of the earth, right? Will awake some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. That's incredible.
So there's this idea.
That's clear.
Very clear. Hundreds of years before Jesus is born of a woman and lives and ministers on earth, this idea that there's something after the sleep of death. There's something after Sheol, and it's everlasting life or everlasting condemnation.
So think of it. You have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right. Moses, Enoch, right. Elijah, Elisha. There's all the greats
right.
are, and the people of Israel are sleeping in the earth. They're still alive,
right,
in some form. But Daniel makes it clear, these multitudes who sleep in the dust will awake.
Right.
They will come forth again, some to everlasting life, others to everlasting shame and contempt.
Right.
What I see twice is everlasting. This life is eternal. This life is eternal. Your life is eternal. You live in a body, but you what makes up you, your soul, your spirit, however you understand that, is eternal. Daniel is very clear. This verse in Daniel, some will live to everlasting life. I believe that's paradise. Others to shame and everlasting contempt. That's Gehenna.
Right.
That's separation
from
God. And
so, Jonathan, to me, I mean, you have in Jesus' day, you have this debate between the Pharisees who said there is a resurrection, there's waking up after death, and then the Sadducees who said, no, there's no such thing. Sheol is it. The realm of the dead is the best you can hope for. Who knows what happens after that? To me, Daniel's very clear here in chapter 12 that the Pharisees were right. There is a resurrection of the dead. But the two questions that come into New Testament times are, how and when are people resurrected, and how do I know whether I'm destined forever, whether I'm headed for everlasting life or everlasting contempt? And those are the questions Jesus answers.
And answers them very clearly.
Right.
So one example that you were pointing on, and maybe if you could read that, mm-hmm. is the story of Nicodemus.
Right. Nicodemus is a Jewish leader, right? He's a leader in Israel. I'm flipping to it here, and it's John 3. And many of you at home know by heart that classic Sunday school verse, right? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Interesting there. Not perish, everlasting condemnation, but have everlasting life. It's Daniel 12 language.
It is.
But John 3 is this whole story of a Jewish leader secretly coming to Jesus. Why is he secretly coming by night? Because there was tremendous debate and hostility toward the idea that Jesus might be teaching truth, and even more so, that he might be the Messiah. And so Nicodemus has to come privately and gets into this incredible dialogue with Yeshua, with Jesus, about what does it mean to live forever? And Jesus tells you it's not just being born of water, and what he's saying is the waters of childbirth, you have to be born again by the Spirit. Being born a second time is how you have everlasting life. And that's where we get the phrase born again believers. Ever wonder where that comes from? It's from Jesus' words to a Jewish leader in John chapter 3.
And he's rebuked. Nicodemus is rebuked by Jesus.
Right.
You're a teacher of the law. How could you not know
how
this?
How do you not understand
but
these
that's,
things?
That's what we typically find
right.
when we share the gospel with Jewish people. They just don't know. It's not that they've rejected Yeshua,
right.
they just haven't heard. And the Bible's very clear. How can they believe
exactly.
unless someone tell them? How shall they hear unless someone be sent? If you hear, you'll believe. When you believe, you'll confess unto salvation. And that's why we're here. That's why Jewish Voice exists.
Yeah, Jesus goes on, Jonathan, in John chapter 3, and he says in verse 13, no one, this is again to Nicodemus, a leader in Israel, a man responsible for teaching Jewish people the ways of God. He says, no one's ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. It's literally lifted up on a tree. Crucified. The Son of Man must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life in him. Daniel 12, there is a resurrection, some unto everlasting life, some to everlasting condemnation. The one who believes in the Son has everlasting life. Jesus is answering the Daniel 12 question for Nicodemus.
Yeah, and the big question that I often hear with Jewish people is, why do we even need Jesus? And the answer is right there.
It's right there.
Why the Messiah? To provide atonement for sin, right, and to bring people into this eternal relationship with God, which was destined for Adam and Eve. Eternal relationship with God that's now restored through what people refer to Jesus as the second Adam.
Exactly.
Right? The scriptures refer to him as the second Adam. He restores eternal life back to humans.
Amen. And not only is he the way to eternal life, he also answers that second Daniel 12 question about resurrection. Right? I'm thinking of the story of Lazarus. It was understood in Jewish thought that if someone had been dead 3 days and three nights, that's it. They're dead forever. They're in Sheol. They're not coming back. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And remember what he says? I am the resurrection and the life. He's answering the second part of Daniel 12. For the Jewish people who had eyes to see and ears to hear who he was. I'm the resurrection. I'm the way that you get resurrected, and I'm the way you have eternal life.
And that's really, I want to say it again, that's what Jewish Voice is about.
That's right.
Our mandate,
that's right,
to proclaim the gospel to the Jew first. God loves everyone. We care about everyone, but it begins with going to the Jew first.
Right.
The Jew first. God cares about the redemption of mankind, but He chose to do that through the people of Israel and has made a commitment to restore them. Well, Ezra and I are going to pray for your needs in just a minute, but first our announcer will share an incredible opportunity to support Jewish Voice medical outreaches that will allow us to share the gospel, the good news, with Jewish communities around the world. Will you partner with us? Please listen. And we'll pray with you right after this.
There is life beyond the grave. For your own edification and to fully equip you to share your faith, for a gift of $40 or more, Jonathan would like to send you both the book, A Rabbi Looks at the Afterlife, and the study guide. But may we challenge you to do more? To become a monthly Shalom partner, your gift of $30 per month will share the gospel with Jewish people around the world who are unsure about whether their name is written in the Book of Life. Plus, you'll also receive this 8x10-inch chalk art plaque confirming God's promise found in Jeremiah 29:11 to give you a hope and a future. Be assured, we give thanks to God and celebrate every new Shalom partner. Every day we see the impact your monthly gift of $30 has for Jewish people and their neighbors around the world. Impact for eternity.
I want to encourage you to be a monthly partner with Jewish Voice. The greatest blessing that you can give a Jewish person is the gospel, the good news that Jesus, Yeshua, is their Messiah.
Call this toll-free number or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. On behalf of the many Jewish people standing on the threshold of eternity, thank you so much.
Ezra, we just have a minute left. I'd like to pray specifically today for people's families, for mothers, for fathers, for grandparents that have been praying for the salvation of their spouses, for the salvation of their siblings, for the salvation of their children, their grandchildren, maybe even their parents. Can we focus on that today?
Absolutely.
We want to agree with you for salvation for your household. We declare it over your life. So Ezra, go ahead and lead us. Salvation for your family.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you said you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we pray this season, even this week in those watching, Lord, in their families' lives, that you would visit them, that you would visit their household, generations up and generations down, with salvation. Lord, that you would meet people in the place where they are and reveal to them that you are the way, the truth, and the life. That you would use those watching today to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And even more than that, that you would use others in these family members' lives to proclaim that same good news to them. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who visits with salvation. That those who are watching can trust you, that not only have you saved them, but that you would be found faithful to save their whole household through their faith in you. And we stand with them in faith and agreement in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to jewishvoice.tv. You can also send us your prayer requests right on the website. Our team here at Jewish Voice is committed to reading your prayer requests and praying for you by name. We believe in the power of prayer and we care about you. More importantly, God cares about you. I want to remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness, along with Ezra Benjamin, saying shalom and God bless you. I was recently made aware of an alarming statistic. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. If you already have a will or trust, you can have it reviewed so that you can have peace of mind that you are being a good steward in providing for your family and children. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.